Welcome to Sheer 13. We learned that you could include all of your foods when you recite a bracha, and if you never have a hesach hadas, you don't have to make another bracha. And yet there could still be situations when you'll need to recite another bracha, since Chazal looked at these situations as if they are a hesach hadas, and this is the issue of shinoi makom. In Pesachim, Chazal tell us that one who makes a shinoi makom, a change of location, must make a new bracha. And this means that if you're eating in one location and you go to another location, the fact that you got up and left is looked at as if you concluded your meal, and therefore, if you want to continue eating, you must make a new bracha, since it is as if it's a new meal. Now, this situation is comparable to Hesach Hadas. Now, not every shinoi makom necessitates a new bracha. There are times when you can continue eating based on your original bracha, and there are multiple details that come into play. So, number one, what kind of shinoi makom are we dealing with? Is it from house to house, from room to room within one house, or is it from one part of a room to another part? Can you or can you not see your original location? Additionally, do you want to eat in the second location, or did you plan on returning to your original location to continue eating? Number two, the category of food that you're eating. Is the food an item that does or does not require a bracha achrona in the same location? Number three, how much did you eat? Was it a kazayis or was it less? Number four, what was your intent when you made the bracha? Did you intend to conclude your food in the original location, or did you intend to go to a new place? Are you in a set location, or are you eating on the go? And finally, number five, are you eating alone or with a group of people? So we're going to start to examine these situations. We'll do part of it this time, and we'll hopefully finish it up next time. So what is and what is not considered a shinoi makom? If one's eating alone, and eating an item that does not require a bracha acharona in the same place, such as a fruit, and then you decide to go to a new location, or even if you walk outside and close the door, since you changed your location, you must recite a new bracha. If you decided when you make the bracha that you plan on eating in another location, or you go outside and return immediately, so all these cases are considered as a change of location. Even if you never intended a change of location, but rather you're called outside to speak with someone, even if you bring your food with you, these are all called shinoi makom. Now, the achronim are unsure of the halacha in a situation where you leave your house and you're still able to see your original location where you're eating. The question is this called a shinoi makom or not? And therefore, if you went out to the courtyard of your house, assuming you didn't enter Rishus HaRabim, which I would assume for us means a regular public property such as the sidewalk, but I'm not 100% sure, and you can still see the location where you're eating, so in those situations you should not recite a new bracha. If you're eating in one room and then you go to another room, or you go upstairs, so there is a machlokas if this is called a shinoi makom or not, and since this is a suffix, so it's best not to go from room to room. However, since probably most people have never heard of this, this halacha is very difficult. And therefore, Rabbi Forrest writes that the custom is we're makel with this, we allow travel from room to room, and no new bracha is required. And even if a person wants to be makbid on this, you still can make another bracha if you happen to go from room to room, because the rule is, safek brachos lehakel. If when you make your bracha, you intend to finish eating in a different room, this is not a shinoi makom, and you may lechachila change rooms. One may move from the kitchen to the location where you're eating and back without having anything in mind. If from the second room you could see the first room, even if it's through a window or a door, even if you can see the exact location where you ate, then this is not a shinoi makom, and you may do this lechachila. If you have a porch that has a roof, we treat it as any other room in the house. But if there's no roof, so lechachila, you should not go in or out, even if you intended this initially, and even if you could see your original place. However, b'di'aved, if you go on the porch,
and you could see your original location, you should not recite a second bracha. The same halacha applies to your garden. The opposite applies as well. If you're eating on the porch or in the garden, which is unroofed, so lechachila, you should not change your location. And we might amend this halacha if you're eating with a group of people, so stay tuned. If you walk around a room, so that's not called shinui makom, and this applies even if it's a very large room, and even if you cannot see your original location. If a person is eating in an open field or any open area with no walls, and now you decide you want to eat somewhere else, so the four amos around you is called your location, and within this space, you don't need a new bracha. Now, even if you leave this four amah area, but you can still see your original location, even if it's very far away, there's no need to make a second bracha. But just to note, if your original intention was to change locations, you could do so without reciting a new bracha. Now, let's say you're eating in a park or a garden that has walls. So we look at this as one location, and then even if you cannot see your original location, you would not say a new bracha. If originally you did not set up a specific location, but rather you're literally eating on the go, you can keep going and will not need to recite a new bracha, even if you can't see your original location. And the reason for this is that originally you did not set up a set place to eat, and therefore there can't be a shinui makom. No matter where you're traveling, it's like you never left your location. Even if you entered your car and then traveled, you would not make a bracha in the second location because it's all considered to be on the go. Similarly, if you're at home and preparing to leave and you grab some food and recite a bracha, you take a taste knowing full well that you're leaving immediately. So when you go outside, you do not make a new bracha. And we look at the situation as if you're already traveling and did not set yourself a makom kavua. So for example, you're in a store and you purchase ice cream, candies, or chocolate. You make a bracha, you walk outside with it. You do not recite a new bracha. However, let's say that you have in mind to leave your house and for whatever reason you become delayed, even a short delay, the house becomes your makom, and when walking outside, you would require a new bracha. So we're going to stop Shir 13 over here, and next time we'll continue discussing the halachos of shinui makom, of a change of location.